Discerning Hearts presents The Ascent of Mount Carmel by St. John of the Cross, translated by David Lewis and read by Ed Humpel. Book 1, Chapter 14, wherein is expounded the second line of the stanza, With Anxious Love Inflamed.
With Anxious Love Inflamed. Now that I have explained the first line of the stanza, which relates to the sensual night, and described what the night of sense is, and why it is called night, and that I have also taught how we are to enter on it by the active way, it remains for me here to treat of its wonderful properties and effects. These are comprised in the following lines of this stanza. I touch but lightly upon them, as I promised in the prologue, and pass on at once to the second book, which describes the other, the spiritual, division of this night. The words of the soul then are, with anxious love inflamed. The soul has passed out and gone forth in the obscure night of sense to the union of the beloved. For, in order to overcome our desires, and to deny ourselves in all things, our love and inclination for which are wont so to inflame the will that it delights therein, we require another and greater fire, of another and nobler love, that of the bridegroom, so that having all our joy in him, and deriving from him all our strength, we may gain such resolution and courage as shall enable us easily to abandon and deny all besides. It was necessary, in order to subdue our sensual desires, not only to have this love for the bridegroom, but also to be on fire therewith, and that with anxiety. For the fact is that our sensual nature is influenced by such vehement desires and attracted by sensible objects that if our spiritual nature were not on fire with other and nobler anxieties, anxieties for that which is spiritual, we should never overcome our natural and sensible satisfactions, nor be able to enter on the night of sense. Neither should we have the courage to remain in the darkness, in the denial of every desire. The nature and varieties of these anxieties of love, which the soul feels in the beginning of the way of union, the carefulness and the contrivances it employs that it may go forth out of its own house, which is self-will, into the night of the mortification of the senses, how easy and even pleasant these anxieties make the toils and dangers of that night. This is not the place to explain, neither, indeed, can it be done. For these things are rather to be felt and meditated upon than matters for description. So I shall pass on to the explanation of the other lines in the following chapter.
Book 1, Chapter 15, wherein are expounded the remaining lines of the aforementioned stanza. O happy chance! I went forth without being observed, my house being now at rest.
O happy lot, I departed unobserved, my house being now at rest. This is a metaphor derived from the miserable condition of slaves. He who is delivered therefrom pronounces his own a happy lot, when none of his jailers hinder his release. The soul, because of original sin, is truly a prisoner in this mortal body, in the power of natural passions and desires, and therefore counts it a happy lot when it has gone forth unobserved from this slavery and subjection, that is, unimpeded and unembarrassed by all its desires. To effect this, it was advantageous for the soul to have departed in an obscure night, in the denial of every pleasure, and in the mortification of every desire. My house being now at rest, that is, the sensual part of the soul, the house of the desires being now at rest, because those desires are overcome and lulled to sleep. For until the desires be lulled to sleep by the mortification of sensuality, and sensuality itself be mortified in them, so that it shall be contrary to the spirit no more, the soul cannot go forth in perfect liberty to the fruition of the union with the Beloved.